In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. No longer after the fall of Constantinople and the end of the Byzantine Empire, the next step of the Ottoman threat to Christianity was the siege of Belgrade. The blockade of the city, a key point of the Danube River, started on July the 4th in the year 1456. A saint and a hero. The main figures for the defense of the city were Saint Giovanni da Capistrano, a Franciscan friar who preached and recruited thousands of defenders, and the Hungarian John Hunyadi, who armed and organized the defense on his own expense. The crusaders held the defense on the wall of the fortress of Belgrade and on the Danube River in a naval battle. After 3 weeks of Athena's defense, glorious for the Christianity, and the last insectful Ottoman assault, the peasant crusaders started an audacious action outside the wall and even took over the camp of the besieger. Calixtus III, the Pope at the time, as universal pastor, took his part in the defense of the Christianity. Both Hunyadi and Capistrano were acting with the approval and the support of the Roman Pontiff. When the Holy Father received the news that the defenders of Belgrade counterattacked and dismissed the Ottoman forces, it was on the 6th of August. The Pope decreed that a commemoration of this victory will be observed every year on that day by honoring the mystery of the Transfiguration of the Lord. In our liturgical calendar, the Transfiguration of the Lord is mentioned during Lent. On the second Sunday of Lent, we have the same gospel. There is no reason that the Transfiguration of the Lord is mentioned in this present time of the year, except that Calixtus III wanted on that occasion the faithful to meditate on this mystery. The Transfiguration of the Lord is a first meant to console and encourage the apostles before the passion and death of the Lord. In fulfillment of the law and the prophecies, our Lord Jesus Christ offers his passion. He gave his disciples a pledge of his resurrection, and to us a promise of our own resurrection if we stay united to him as the members to the head. The will of the Pope was to meditate another aspect of the Transfiguration. The action of the divine providence is obvious in this historical event. The talent and the zeal of the men cooperated with divine grace and made possible the success of 20,000 peasant crusaders, mostly totally unaware of the things of war, over 70,000 Turks, the first artillery and the first army at the time. The divine providence does intervene in our little earthly business and concern when it benefits to our spiritual good, our salvation. Just like on the Mount Tabor, the good Lord reveals a little of his glory to us, so we will take courageously our crosses after him. Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make 3 tents here. We often repeat the exclamation of St. Peter in time of consolation. This petition did not have a direct answer. We do not aim the earth, we aim heaven. The gift received here on earth must be directed toward this goal. The Holy Trinity answered the petition by a theophany, and the words, my beloved Son, and the command, listen to him, reminds us that as children of God and children of the Church, our obedience is not the submission of the slave, but the loving obedience of the child of God. On August the 6th, in the year 1456, the news that the freedom of the children of God was preserved in Belgrade is still an occasion of celebration. We give thanks for the time we are on the Mount Tabor, and we pray to be found faithful on the Mount Calvary, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.